On January 30th, Iraqis will cast their ballots for a new government. In the second of our series on the Iraq election, Steve Inskeep spoke with Larry Diamond. He's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. Larry Diamond was an advisor on governance for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq.
Let's begin with some basics, if we can, Mr. Diamond. Iraqis are supposed to elect 275 members of a National Assembly. How mechanically does that election work?
Each party or coalition presents a list of candidates. It can be as few as 12 or as many as 275. And it will get a percentage of seats in the new parliament as closely equivalent as possible to its percentage of the national vote. This list system was chosen by the United Nations Electoral Assistance Team for its simplicity when there wasn't a lot of time to prepare for the election. They feared if they allocated seats in a fixed manner to each of the 18 provinces, some of those provinces and sections of the country, and therefore ethnic groups, might have been unhappy that they got underrepresented. And that might have been true in particular for the Shiite section of the country.
It's been widely noted that most Iraqis do not know the names of most of the people they're voting for. They're being kept confidential for security reasons. Are you saying that it is also not entirely clear to voters what the policy platforms are of the different lists that they might be voting for?
Some parties have had a chance through the media to begin to articulate a few things. But basically, this is only the very, very beginning of what will be a kind of political dialogue in the country. And one hopes that when Iraqis vote for a permanent parliament, which is due to happen by December 31st of this year, one hopes then that Iraqis will have learned more about these parties and might be able to make a more informed choice.
You mentioned this is a temporary parliament, in essence. Their job is to do what?
This body will basically have three functions. Its first function will be to meet and elect a three-member presidency council, one of whose main purposes is to nominate a prime minister who must be approved by the parliament. Second, this parliament will be a lawmaking body like any parliament. But third, in addition, it will be a constituent assembly that will actually write a permanent constitution for Iraq.
It's presumed that Shiite Muslims will have a majority in this new parliament. It's presumed that Sunni Muslims may have a minority and even less than their representation in the population is because they might be intimidated from voting in large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's also been feared that that may lead to further civil conflict in Iraq if Sunni Muslims feel that they're not a part of the process. Let's assume that Sunni Muslims are a small minority. How will they be included in the deliberations over this new constitution?
If Sunnis, Arabs, wind up constituting only 5 or 10% of the electorate, they will reject the legitimacy of the parliament just as they've rejected the legitimacy of the election itself. It certainly will stimulate, entrench, and probably inflame the insurgency. I think we will possibly see, if one can imagine it, even worse violence.
Is there some informal way to deal with the lack of Sunni participation by listening to their views, even if they're not elected?
The easy fixes are to include Sunni Arabs in the new cabinet, to guarantee informally that representatives from these Sunni Arab constituencies will be included in the Constitution Drafting Committee. I think the better fix would be for the new parliament to come together and amend the interim constitution to provide some means so that these provinces that will be probably severely underrepresented could nominate some new members to the transitional parliament.
We've been talking to Larry Diamond. He's a senior fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution, and last year he was an advisor to the U.S. Occupation Authority in Iraq. Thanks very much.
Have a nice day.
Our series on the Iraq elections continues tomorrow.